There's a patient in the waiting room, Doctor. Can you see him now?
In a moment, Miss Lee. I just want to sharpen the burr on this drill. Didn't we get those new ones we ordered?
No, Doctor. The company said they wouldn't send us any unless we paid our bill. They say it's 6 months old.
So what if it is? I'm good for the money. What about the patient? Has he been here before?
He's new to me. Says he had a toothache and saw the sign outside.
All right, Miss Lee. Ask him to come in, please.
Very well, Doctor. I'll tell him you can see him now. Would you come in, sir?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, lady. Hi, Doc.
Hello. Sit right down here, if you will, sir.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Doc. Well,
that's the telephone. Excuse me just a moment, will you, please?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Doc.
Hello?
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to know if you'd be home for dinner. I hope I haven't disturbed you.
Oh, I'll be home, Grace, but I have a patient in the chair, so I've got to cut this short.
Oh, I understand. Goodbye, darling. Hurry home.
Goodbye, Grace.
Goodbye.
Well, now, sir, we're ready for you.
Yeah, sure, Doc. That was your wife?
Yes, why?
She like you?
Well, of course. I don't think I understand exactly.
She wouldn't want nothing to happen to you, would she?
Of course not. But then neither would I. What are you talking about?
To tell the truth, Doc, I ain't got no pain and no tooth. I guess maybe I'm going to be a pain in the neck. You see, I work for Professor Powell, and he says you're going to give me 10,000 clams or you ain't going to drill no more teeth.
Get out of here before I call the police.
Yeah, sure. Only I forgot to tell you. The professor, he's cute. You get dead so it looks like by accident. See?
I won't pay you or your professor a cent. Now get out of here.
Well, yeah, sure. I'll get out of here, but remember what I said. You get dead.